No matter who you are, no matter where you've been, no matter where you are right now, you are welcome here. Welcome to Daily Audio Bible Chronological. I'm Jill. Today is the 13th day of December. We're winding this week down together. And I am thrilled to be here in this wind down. Let's jump in. Today we're reading Acts chapters 24 through 26, and today is the last day in the Evangelical Heritage Version. Acts chapter 24. 5 days later, the high priest Ananias came down with some elders and a lawyer named Tertullus. They brought formal charges against Paul to the governor. When Paul was called in, Tertullus began to accuse him, saying, "We are enjoying a long period of peace because of you, most excellent Felix, and reforms are coming to this nation because of your foresight. In every way and in every place, we acknowledge this with all gratitude. But in order not to detain you any longer, I beg you in your kindness to give us a brief hearing, for we have found this man to be a public menace, one who stirs up riots among all the Jews throughout the world, and a ringleader of the Nazarene sect. He even tried to desecrate the temple, so we arrested him. By examining him yourself, you will be able to learn from him about all these accusations we are bringing against him. The Jews also joined in the attack, asserting that these things were so." When the governor motioned to him to speak, Paul replied, "Because I know that you have been a judge over this nation for many years, I gladly make my defense. You can verify for yourself that it was no more than 12 days ago when I went up to worship at Jerusalem. They did not find me arguing with anyone in the temple or stirring up a crowd in the synagogue or anywhere else in the city, and they cannot prove to you the accusations they are now making against me. But I do confess to you that I worship the God of our fathers according to the way, which they call a sect. I believe everything written throughout the law and in the prophets, and I have the same hope in God that these men have, that there is going to be a resurrection of both the righteous and the unrighteous. This is the reason I continue to do my best to have a clear conscience toward both God and people. After several years, I came to bring my people gifts for the poor and to present offerings. While I was doing these things, they found me ceremonially purified in the temple without a crowd or disturbance. But there are some Jews from the province of Asia who ought to be here before you and bring charges if they have anything against me. Or let these men here state what crime they found in me when I stood before the Sanhedrin, unless this is about the one thing I shouted while standing in their presence. It is concerning the resurrection of the dead that I am on trial before you today." Then Felix, because he was rather well informed about the way, adjourned the proceedings. He said, "When Lysias the commander comes down, I will decide your case." He ordered the centurion to guard Paul, but to let him have some freedom and not to prevent any of his friends from taking care of his needs. Several days later, Felix appeared in public with his wife Drusilla, who was Jewish. He sent for Paul and listened to him speak about faith in Christ Jesus. While Paul instructed him about righteousness, self-control, and the coming judgment, Felix became frightened and replied, "Leave me for now, but when it is convenient, I will send for you." At the same time, he was also hoping that Paul would give him money, and for this reason he sent for him as often as possible and talked with him. After 2 years had passed, Felix was succeeded by Porcius Festus. But because he wanted to do the Jews a favor, Felix left Paul in prison. 3 days after Festus arrived in the province, he went up to Jerusalem from Caesarea. Then the high priest and the leaders of the Jews brought formal charges against Paul and asked Festus for the favor of transferring Paul's case to Jerusalem. Their plan was to ambush and kill Paul along the way. However, Festus replied that Paul was being held in custody at Caesarea, and that he himself intended to go there soon. Therefore, he said, let some of your leaders go down with me and press charges against him, if there is anything evil about the man. After spending no more than 8 or 9 days among them, he went down to Caesarea. The next day, he sat on the judicial bench and ordered Paul to be brought in. When he arrived, the Jews who had come down from Jerusalem stood around him and brought many serious charges that they could not prove. Paul said in his defense, I have not committed any offense against the Jewish law, against the temple, or against Caesar. But since Festus wanted to do the Jews a favor, he said to Paul, Are you willing to go up to Jerusalem and stand trial before me there on these charges? But Paul said, I am standing before Caesar's judicial bench, where I ought to be tried. I have done nothing wrong to the Jews, as also you yourself know very well. If I am guilty and have done something worthy of death, I am not trying to escape death. But if there is nothing to the charges they are making against me, no one can hand me over to them. I appeal to Caesar. After Festus conferred with his council, he answered, You have appealed to Caesar. To Caesar you will go. Some days later, King Agrippa and Bernice arrived at Caesarea to pay their respects to Festus. Since they were going to stay there a number of days, Festus laid Paul's case before the king. He said, There is a man who was left as a prisoner by Felix. When I was in Jerusalem, the chief priests and the elders of the Jews brought charges against him and asked for a sentence of condemnation against him. I answered them that it is not the Roman custom to hand over any man before the accused has met the accusers face to face and has had an opportunity to make a defense against the accusation. Therefore, after they came back here with me, I did not delay. On the next day, I took my place on the judicial bench and ordered the man to be brought in. When the accusers stood up, they charged him with none of the crimes I was expecting. Instead, they had some points of dispute with him about their own religion and about a certain Jesus who was dead, but who Paul claimed as alive. Since I was at a loss how to investigate these issues, I asked if he was willing to go to Jerusalem to be tried there concerning these charges. But when Paul appealed to be kept in custody until His Majesty the Emperor would decide his case, I ordered him to be held until I could send him to Caesar. Agrippa said to Festus, I would like to hear the man myself. Tomorrow, he said, you will hear him. So the next day, Agrippa and Bernice came with great pomp and entered the courtroom together with the commanders and the most prominent men of the city. When Festus gave the order, Paul was brought in. Festus said, King Agrippa, and all the men who are present with us, you see this man, about whom the whole Jewish crowd petitioned me, both in Jerusalem and here, shouting that he ought not to live any longer. But I found that he has done nothing that deserves death. Yet since he appealed to His Majesty the Emperor, I decided to send him. But I have nothing definite to write to my lord about him. Therefore, I have brought him before all of you, and especially before you, King Agrippa, so that after this preliminary hearing, I may have something to write. Indeed, it seems unreasonable to me to send a prisoner without clearly indicating what the charges are against him. Then Agrippa said to Paul, You have permission to speak for yourself. Then Paul stretched out his hand and began his defense. King Agrippa, I consider myself fortunate that I am going to make my defense before you today concerning all the things about which I am being accused by the Jews, especially because you are an expert in all the Jewish customs and controversies. Therefore, I beg you to listen to me patiently. All the Jews know the way I have lived from the earliest days of my youth among my own people and in Jerusalem. They have known about me for a long time, if they are willing to testify that I lived as a Pharisee according to the strictest party of our religion, and now I stand on trial because of my hope in the promise made by God to our fathers, the promise that our 12 tribes hope to attain as they earnestly serve God night and day. I am being accused by the Jews concerning this hope, O King. Why does it seem unbelievable to any of you that God raises the dead? I too was convinced that it was necessary to do many things hostile to the name of Jesus the Nazarene, and that is what I did in Jerusalem. After receiving authority from the chief priests, I put many of the saints in prison, and when they were put to death, I cast my vote against them. I often tried to make them blaspheme by punishing them throughout all the synagogues. Because I was so insanely angry with them, I even pursued them to foreign cities. That is how I came to be traveling to Damascus with the authority and commission of the chief priests. At noon along the road, O King, I saw a light from heaven brighter than the sun, shining around me and those traveling with me. We all fell to the ground, and I heard a voice saying to me in the Hebrew dialect, "Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me? It is hard for you to kick against the goads." Then I said, "Who are you, Lord?" The Lord replied, "I am Jesus, whom you are persecuting. Now get up and stand on your feet, for I have appeared to you for this purpose, to appoint you as a servant and witness to the things you have seen and to the things I will reveal to you. I will rescue you from your people and from the Gentiles to whom I am sending you. You are to open their eyes so that they may turn from darkness to light and from the power of Satan to God, so that they may receive the forgiveness of sins and a place among those who are sanctified by faith in me. Therefore, King Agrippa, I was not disobedient to the vision from heaven. Rather, I first told those in Damascus and Jerusalem about it, and then throughout the entire country of Judea, and also the Gentiles. I told them that they should repent and turn to God, while also doing works that are consistent with repentance. These are the reasons the Jews seized me in the temple and tried to kill me. But I have had help from God right up to this day, and so I stand testifying to both small and great. I am saying nothing other than what the prophets and Moses said would happen, that the Christ would suffer and, as the first to rise from the dead, he would proclaim light to our people and to the Gentiles." While Paul was saying these things in his defense, Festus shouted, "Paul, you are out of your mind. Your great learning is driving you insane." But Paul replied, "I am not insane, most excellent Festus, but I am clearly speaking words that are true and sensible. Certainly the king to whom I am freely speaking knows about these things. Indeed, I cannot believe that any of these things has escaped his notice, because this has not been done in a corner. King Agrippa, do you believe the prophets? I know that you believe." Then Agrippa said to Paul, "In such a short time, are you going to persuade me to become a Christian?" Paul replied, "I pray God that whether in a short time or a long time, not only you, but also all those who are listening to me today would become what I am, except for these chains." After he had said these things, the king stood up, along with the governor and Bernice and those sitting with them. After they had left, they said to one another in private, "This man is doing nothing worthy of death or chains." Agrippa said to Festus, "This man could have been set free if he had not appealed to Caesar." Jesus, we thank you for your word. We thank you for this time together that we've had in your word. I pray that your spirit has spoke to our hearts. Lead us into all truth. You are the way, the truth, and the life. May we follow you with hearts that follow after you. with lives that model you. Seal this time that we've had together in your word. We love you, we thank you, we praise you, and we worship you. I pray this all in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Hi, this is Wendy from Michigan, and my heart just goes out to this lady that called for her son Anthony and daughter-in-law Kayla, who is now pregnant with their own child. And you can just, I'm so sorry, the angst in your voice. It is very hard to watch our kids be hurting, and I'm very, very sorry for that. But Lord, we're just gonna come to you and ask you, Lord, we know that you love children, that you have a plan. Lord, would you please allow this child to grow, to be strong and healthy, that you'd be with the mom, help her to be strong and healthy during this pregnancy, and that you would just bless them as a family of three. And I just pray, Lord, that you would just sustain and that you would bring this sweet gift into the world, and that ultimately you'd be honored.
Good morning, Daily Audio Bible. This is Cynthia in upstate New York, and his redeemed daughter. Oh, my word, did you touch my heart? I could just hear through your voice. Thank you so much for encouraging so many people. But on today, December 11th, I am sending the biggest prayers for you. Lord Jesus, I know he's not done with you yet and he has so much planned for you. But I do say thank you, Jesus, for you and for your prayers for others. But now I ask for prayer for you. And dear Heavenly Father, please hear your child, hear her cries. She cries out for others, Lord, but we are crying out for her, his redeemed daughter. I can hear the tears in her voice. And Lord Jesus, she is fully depending and relying on you. So Lord Jesus, whatever the outcome is, Lord, please be with her. Please touch her. Lord, we just ask that you provide that miracle that she needs so that she can ring that bell and walk out of there and have just as beautiful a December and months going forward as we want her to have. So Lord Jesus, and we also pray for her daughter, who was going to school and in a cold location and having to take two buses, and she's a young woman. Lord Jesus, we ask for protection all around her. Lord Jesus, let her just melt the hearts and minds of people that she comes in contact with, so no hurt or no problems should she have. But Lord Jesus, we just ask again that you be with his redeemed daughter and just let her get the good outcome that she is so hoping for. And Lord, we just thank you for all that you do. We thank you for your protection. We thank you for your love. We thank you for bringing this campfire community together in one body. Lord Jesus, we love you with all of our hearts. And we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Hi guys, this is Jamie from Texas. I wanted to call in and ask for prayer and also pray for women who are going through perimenopause or regular menopause. I have never heard of perimenopause till I started experiencing symptoms early this year in January with my sleep that also affected my brain function, you know, my motivation, my mental state. It really hit me full force, and I didn't know what was going on with my body. I went to two different doctors who kind of dismissed my concerns. And I really started educating myself after I figured out what was happening. I started having the hot flashes and night sweats and realized that women at the early age of 35 can start experiencing a symptom, and there's over 70 different symptoms that we can go through. So I want to pray that everybody educates themselves, even the males out there. You know, you probably have a sister or wife or somebody who is going to go through this, and you will notice a shift. So I hope that we can just help educate each other. And there's so many good books and resources out there, people that are fighting for answers. So I just want to pray. I know my journey's not over and I'm not 100% yet, but I am thanking God that I've been working so hard at this year to find answers. And I hope that others can find answers too and get the help that they need. My time is almost up, but please help me to finish this journey. And I also pray for others. And thank you for this outlet here.